Hello?
Hello,
Yo,
this is Will.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. With the public opinion survey about Fresno County, I'm not selling anything. I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Christopher Gass.
Speaking.
Mr. Gass, this is Will, and I just want to know if you're registered to vote in Fresno County.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Next question. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and for the California state legislature. And the election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. How certain are you that you will vote?
Certain.
Almost? Probably? 50-50?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. What about for county offices?
Definitely.
Thank you. Can I have the year that you were born?
1971.
1971. Thank you very
yes.
much. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, sir.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, or multiracial?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno are going on the right direction or on the wrong track?
Pretty much on the right direction.
Right direction, okay. I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Public safety and crime, parental rights and education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, housing affordability, homelessness, inflation and cost of living, water policy, jobs and wages. Which one is the most?
Parental rights.
Parental rights. Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Gary Bredefield.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Paul Dictos.
Unfamiliar.
Okay. Steve Brando.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefield, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictel, CPA and county assessor recorder, and Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, for whom would you vote?
Probably Bredefield.
Probably Bredefield. Thank you very much. How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bredefield, businessman council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair. Okay, thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as Fresno County Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. Thinking again about March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this type of candidate. A candidate who is a Democrat.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, okay?
No.
Thank you. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Very favorable.
Thank you. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Very favorable.
Much more likely or somewhat
more
likely?
That's right. Much more likely.
Thank you. a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Much unlikely.
Thank you. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Somewhat unlikely.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a few statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for this type of candidate.
Okay.
Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing all of this information, does he have a no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
Good chance.
Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing this information, does he have no chance, small chance, fair chance, or a good chance?
Small chance.
Thank you. Gary Bredefield currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for the law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for the honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Does he have no chance, small chance, fair chance, or a good chance?
Small chance.
Thank you. After hearing all of this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidate were Gary Bredefield, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, and Steve Brando, from whom will you vote?
Steve Brando.
Steve Brando. Thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Independent, yeah, something else.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party?
Closer to the Republicans.
Okay, thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Okay, thank you. Do you currently own, rent, or live with a friend or family?
Rent.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good
one. Sure. You too, sir.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.